Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. In part two of the Dairy Industry Check-In with National Milk Producers Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Governance, Chris Galen, he gives an update on the Federal Milk Marketing Order System Reform process. Currently, USDA is holding a hearing in Indiana.
Since they started, they've looked at the composition of milk and how to calculate that and the pricing formulas. They've looked at the various cheese products that ought to be included in assessing what is in the Class 3 price, which is based on cheese. And then right now, what they're looking at are what's called make allowances or manufacturing allowances. And this is basically how much a processor keeps of a certain milk price to allow for the cost of turning raw milk into things like cheese. And it affects farmers' checks. And so the processors, to no great surprise, are arguing for larger make allowances in the future that would give them a better margin. A lot of the farm groups are arguing against that.
Another issue that is showing up as a point of contention is Class 1 differentials.
This is the amount of extra money that farmers get in their checks when they sell milk that gets bottled in the Class 1 markets. And so we are advocating for higher Class 1 differentials. Those really haven't been changed in 20 years. I know that fluid milk processors are opposed to that quite severely.
The hearing is expected to end in early October. However, Galen says if there is a government shutdown, that means a hearing would come to a pause.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.